So let's review. Today's daf continues the discussion from the end of the previous amud regarding the correct text for Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara mentions certain phrases which should not be included in Birchas HaMazon, and then quotes Reb Eliyahu Omer Reb Yaakov Bar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu, who combines many of the ideas mentioned in the previous amud and says, Kol Shaloi Omer Bris V'Toyer B'Birchas HaAretz, that you need to mention Bris and Toyer in the second bracha of Noyidlecha, and also to mention Malchus Beis David in the third bracha of Rachimna, because these elements are an essential part of Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara then introduced us to a dispute between Abba Yossi ben Destoy and the Rabbanan whether or not the text of the beginning of the fourth bracha of benching, HaTeva Meitiv, must include Malchus, the kingship of Hashem, meaning the word Melech. Chadomer Einet Tzricha Malchus. One opinion holds that there is a Torah source for this fourth bracha, and therefore it is an integral part of the series of brachas of Birchas HaMazon. It is therefore deemed a bracha hasmucha lechaverta, and as such, there is no need to say ha-melech. Even though as a rule, every bracha must have the word melech in the opening clause, since melech is stated at the beginning of the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, there is no need to repeat it in the brachas that follow in the same series, for this is the concept of bracha hasmucha lechaverta, which states that a bracha that follows another in a series of brachas need not open with the standard opening clause of a bracha. V'chadam etzricha malchus. The second opinion holds that the fourth bracha of benching is only midrabbanan, and therefore it is not considered as a continuation of the same series of blessings, and it therefore requires the word melech in the opening clause. The Gemara then goes on to cite an incident where Rabbi Bar Avuhna was benching in the house of the Reish Galusa, and instead of concluding the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim with the mention of a single subject, that of Bein Yerushalayim, the rebuilding of Yerushalayim, as we say in our standard text, he instead concluded the bracha with the mention of two subjects, and he said, Moshiach Yisrael, Uvain Yerushalayim, Savior of Yisrael, and Builder of Yerushalayim. The Gemara, however, concludes that we did not conclude this bracha in this way, because Rebbe Yoimer, Ein Chayis Mimishnayim. As a general rule, we do not conclude a blessing with two subjects, because as the Gemara later explains, Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis, we do not perform mitzvahs in bundles. The Gemara then challenges this rule from several places, where we seemingly do conclude a bracha with two subjects, such as, for example, on Yom Tov, when we conclude the bracha of Kiddush with the phrase Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, who sanctifies Yisrael and the festive seasons. The Gemara answers that this phrase does not constitute two separate subjects, because the meaning of this phrase is not that Hashem sanctifies Yisrael and the festive seasons, as we originally thought, but rather that Hashem sanctifies Yisrael dikatshinu l'zmanim, Yisrael who in turn sanctify the Yom Tovim by declaring when Rish Chodesh is. And the focus of this bracha is really a single subject, Yisrael, and not two subjects. The Gemara continues its discussion about the text of the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana Amar B'Yechanan, HaTov HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus. Rabbi Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that one must mention Malchus, Hashem's kingship, in the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Rav Zera explains that he does not merely mean that one must say melech at the beginning of the bracha, for this we know already. Rather, he means that we must insert an additional mention of Hashem's kingship in the middle of the bracha, that is, we must say, Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. The reason this additional mention of Malchus is required is that since we mentioned Malchus Beis David, the kingdom of the house of David, in the previous bracha, it would be inappropriate not to also mention at the same time the kingship of Hashem. But since Malchus is not mentioned in the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim, we mention it two times in the following bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. Alternatively, Rav Papa explains that Rabbi Yechonah meant to say that we must insert two additional references of Malchus in this bracha. That is, we say Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu and also HaMelech HaTov HaMeitiv to compensate for the lack of any mention of Malchus in the second and the third bracha of benching. Continuing its discussion of the text of Birchas HaMazon, the Gemara teaches that if one forgets to insert the passage of Ritzei on Shabbos, or the passage of Yalav Yavo in Yom Tov or Rish Chodesh, he should insert a special blessing after the conclusion of Bein Yerushalayim. On Shabbos, the correct blessing is Baruch Atah Hashem, Shanosin Shabbosis Lemenucho La'amo Yisrael V'oisu L'bris, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos. And in Yom Tov, the blessing is Baruch Shanosin Yom Tovim La'amo Yisrael L'simcho L'zikaron, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. With respect to this bracha Rish Chodesh, however, Reb Zeira is in doubt regarding two points. First, he wonders whether or not the word Simcha should be inserted in the bracha Rish Chodesh, and second, whether one should say the concluding blessing clause of Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. These questions are left unresolved. The Gemara in Amud Beis continues the discussion about one who forgot Ritzei or Yalav Yavai, and rules that the supplemental bracha instituted for one who forgets to say Ritzei or Yalav Yavoi must be said before one begins the bracha v'atoiv ha'meitiv. However, if one already began this bracha, and then he first realized that he forgot to say Ritzei on Shabbos or Yal v'yavin yamtiv, he must repeat the entire benching from the beginning. With regard to one who forgot to say Yal v'yavin Rish Chodesh, the Gemara draws a distinction between benching and Shmoyne Esrei. With regard to benching, one need not go back and repeat it. The reason for this is, since we are not obligated to eat a bread meal in the first place on Rish Chodesh, benching on Rish Chodesh is considered optional in a sense, and therefore there is no need to repeat benching just because Yal v'yavin was omitted. In contrast, however, if one forgets Yal v'yavin on Rish Chodesh in Shmoyne Esrei, he must repeat the entire Shmoyne Esrei, since saying Shmoyne Esrei on Rish Chodesh is obligatory, as on every day. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, however, benching is considered obligatory since there is in fact an obligation to eat a bread meal on these days. Therefore, if Ritzei or Yal v'yavin is forgotten in benching on those days, one must repeat benching. The Gemara then addresses the Machlokes at the end of our Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek, with respect to the minimum amount of bread one must eat in order to be obligated to bench. Reb Meir says the minimum is kezayis, the size of an olive, and Reb Yehuda says kibbeh, the size of an egg. Abaye explains that the dispute in our Mishnah is based on the respective interpretations of the pasuk v'yachalta v'zavata, which is stated regarding birchas hamazon. Reb Meir says that the word v'yachalta refers to eating a kezayis, and v'zavata, you should be satiated, refers to drinking. Whereas Reb Yehuda holds that v'zavata teaches that one must eat a kebeya in order to be required to bench. Towards the end of the Yamid, the Gemara begins the next Mishnah, Ketzad Mezamen. The Mishnah discusses the different versions of the text of Zimun that are used depending on the number of people participating in the Zimun. For example, B'shleishayim Nevarich. When there are three people, the Zimun leader just says Nevarich. And B'shleisha Behu, if there were three plus himself, then he says Baruch Hu. When there are 10, he says Nevarich Likenu. And Asar Vuhu, if there were 10 plus himself, then he says Baruch Hu. The Mishnah brings a machlokes as to whether or not the text used for 10 people is the same that is used for 100 people or more, and whether a different version for the brach of Zimun is used at each new level of increase in the number of Zimun participants. Rabbi Yisak Lili Omer, Lefi Rav Hakol, that we do increase the level. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Echad Merubin, Ve'echad Mo'atim, that once we reach 10, we stay with the same bracha as we find by davening.